Hi, everyone.
Welcome back.
This is the podcast where we pick a topic and we haul it all the way through from beginning to end.
And last week, we did a skincare haul. And I feel like the next right considered action would be smoking.
Smoking. Ever heard of it? I certainly have. I'm a rehabilitated smoker, I would say, a former smoker. I haven't smoked a cigarette in 2024. That's a big win.
Mazel.
But I've been known to puff on quite a few in my day, on and off. And today, we're going to give it up for some iconic smokers, the Bravo smokers.
Myself never really like fully got into it with smoking. Unfortunately, most of the times when I was smoking, I was very drunk. So then I equated smoking with throwing up.
That's a good, healthy way to do it.
I had a definite spliff era, though, which I had to consciously uncouple with.
Yeah, I've known many people who have uncoupled from their spliff eras as well.
It was a fun time.
Or who couple with a spliff era in order to get the perks of a cigarette, but not really feel like they're smoking again.
A loophole.
Yeah, the spliff loophole. And yeah, I grew up, but did you grow up with parents that smoked?
Not while I was alive.
Yeah. So I grew up with a smoking parent, and so I think you're way more likely to end up smoking yourself if one of your parents smokes.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. The statistics are in.
They're in.
The thing I love about a Bravo smoker is we don't really get it heavily featured within the show, but there'll be little slip moments where you'll see them like holding a jewel, or there's like Sig not in frame, but there's smoke billowing next to them. And it's just a really fun sort of thing to keep your eye on.
I love a secret Bravo smoker because I think a lot of the housewives are secret smokers, mostly for the fact that smoking cigarettes is an appetite suppressant. So I think it's kind of like their Ozempic alternative. And we were saying this offline, but you brought up that it might be a generational thing. Like it was just more accepted for these ladies of a certain age that you can smoke. But also it's when I think of secret smoking, I think Los Angeles in general is a very secret smoking town.
Very. Because you'll have the wellness leaning individual, but they'll also smoke. And I love a surprise smoker. Those are my favorite kinds.
And for me, as someone who kind of doesn't know what to do with themselves in like a party scenario sometimes, especially if it's like I'm going to a party where I don't know that many people, you can always make friends in the smoking area.
Definitely.
And so I've also been known to just like post up at a smoking area and like rip cigs.
See, I won't engage with a cigarette. Usually there have been a few instances where I've special circumstances, but there's always the best conversations. So I always tend to like to gravitate towards that, but I also am like, don't blow it on me, you know?
Yeah.
But quickly, before we run through our delightful list of housewives who smoke, we've got a Tunisia effect.
So this week's first Tunisia effect comes straight out of the mail, meaning after last week's episode, I went to go check the mail. And when I was going through everything that was in my mailbox, lo and behold, there was a notice that I'm part of a class action lawsuit against Grand Lash products and the Grand family. So I basically was given the choice, like it said, like I'm automatically in, but I'm given the choice to opt out, which I'm definitely not opting out of a class action settlement. Are you kidding me? So this lawsuit, which you should listen up because you too could be part of the class action suit. if you purchased a Grand Lash product from 2018 to 2023, you're eligible for up to $150 cash compensation.
Hello.
So that's great. I'll take it. Apparently, Grand didn't reveal or disclose specific ingredients in their products, is what the suit is claiming.
I always have deep fascination with whoever that soldier is who ignited the lawsuit.
Is leading the charge.
Yeah. Whoever these people are, I'm always just like, good for you. Because I tend to recoil at the thought of any type of legal situation. But I like the people who just are like sifting through ingredients and saying, you know what? I think something wasn't disclosed here. We're going to go ahead and get a lawyer.
I like holding like a big corporation financially accountable. I think it's like the only way to teach people a lesson when they have money is to hit them where it hurts. I hope that no one was like seriously altered or injured by this lack of ingredient disclosure.
I just love that we mentioned this last week and like an hour later you got this notice in your mailbox.
Yeah, so we're really channeling.
It's a little thing we like to call the Tunish effect. And then additionally, we just need to point to the topic that has now taken month one Q1 by storm, and that is Sephora kids and tweens. Talked about it in our 2024 trend prediction episode. And right before we started recording, the BBC just ran an article about Sephora kids. And it's just everywhere. And everybody has an opinion on it. And I think, and honestly, as I think about it, I think that as you've been tracking for years now, the decline of Sephora, I think that adults are like, this is trash. And then kids are then
the only next logical customer.
Exactly. That's sort of, I think, the math of it.
I think that they called in this era due to their own negligence and the way that they treat their own store appearance and the way they merchandise things. It was like, you made it look messy, like a child's room covered in fingerprints and dirty little smears. So now the kids are coming to run it.
Additionally, just like the customer service has gone down. The website is it's just been on a decline. And so I think it's landed in a place where the tweens reside.
Yeah, it's like a dirty Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And so hashtag divest from Sephora is now trending according to me. I will be paying off this month's credit card bill, which is small. And then I will be promptly canceling my Sephora card.
That's big.
And moving on to greener pastures.
Yep.
Yeah.
Credo, Violet Grey. There Detox many, Market, Cat Beauty.
Many, many high-end, expensive beauty stores that you can light your money on fire.
Direct to brand.
Yeah.
Too.
There's no need now to go through Sephora anymore for your beauty needs.
Agree.
It kind of is like, I look down my nose at a brand if it's in Sephora now. I'm a little bit like,
They did really jump on.
They jumped over to the high end stuff, which was, it's like too high of a mix and too low of a mix.
Right. I'm trying to think of that TikToker, and this is no offense to her because she got her own brand, but had Addison Rae, for instance, like Sephora started carrying the Addison Rae makeup brand. That to me was the beginning of the end.
Honestly, for me, it was Rare Beauty. And I know people like that, but I will not engage with Rare. And when that happened, I said, And then I watched it decline from there.
Yeah.
And now we're at divest. We're in our divesting from Sephora era. And hopefully in the ashes of a Sephora, a new Supreme will rise.
Here's hoping. Speaking of ashes.
It's time to get into our haul.
We've got to give a very big shout out to the Reddit thread that asked what housewives smoke. It sparked the idea for today's haul. And then, of course, the iconic Instagram account, Real Housewives Smoking, that really aided in today's research and information. that we'll be bestowing upon the Nishtas today, because this is an important topic.
Yeah. Many housewives smoke, and we're here to break down which ones and try and get to the bottom of most of their preferred brands as well.
And we are going to grade this haul based on, would you want to have a cigarette with said housewife or Bravo celebrity?
Great.
Or maybe a little funny cigarette, in some of these cases, maybe. I want to start with a classic Bravo moment that I just rewatched this weekend, because the Bravo gods have been smiling and replaying every single VPR episode ever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've been catching this.
I have not, but love and light to those who have. I don't have like a cable.
Oh.
So okay. I'm out of the loop on what's going on. And
I don't have cable, but I have my parents' Xfinity account that is synced up with the Bravo app.
Smart.
And that's how it's done.
Okay.
But who can forget one of my favorite moments of a featured cigarette in a scene with Kristen Doty and her classic moment of suck a dick.
Like a tumbleweed blowing in an early spring wind, Sexy Unique Podcast is back on tour with a brand new show, an immersive musical comedy erotic spectacular that will debut on February 25th in L.A., Los Angeles.
Yeehaw! Then, what in tarnation? Carrie and I will be hitting the dusty trails, parking our steeds in Oklahoma City on March 1st. Then, on to the Lone Star State for two shows, Dallas-Fort Worth on March 2nd, and Austin, Texas, March 4th.
Us cowgirls are ready to lay down the law, so come get in line, because it's time to two-step.
Giddy up on over to sexyuniquepodcast.com right now and get your tickets while they're still hotter in Hades. That's sexyuniquepodcast.com for tickets for the Texas tour.
Kristen Doty, proud smoker, has never tried to hide her love for cigarettes. She's been smoking on Bravo since the day she got on Vanderpump Rules.
I believe she has now quit.
Mm-hmm.
She said that on Watch What Happens Live on her last appearance.
Good for her.
And I've got to ask you your thoughts on the Valley teaser trailer.
I'm just stunningly confused by it. It's like my brain can't compute the other characters who are in the mix. Like, they don't look real to me. You know that lady on the airplane who got thrown off and she said that motherfucker right there isn't real? That's me when I watch the Valley trailer to all those couples outside of Kristen. Anyone that's not Kristen, Jax, or Brittany, I'm at that plain alien lady level with them.
That makes sense. I don't know how to say this. It looks like it's like should be on E or
but like
TLC. It just doesn't look Bravo for me.
The only reason you think that is because of these other people with their blowouts and their like weird smiles, because and the way they're like presented like kind of straight onto camera is like, who the fuck are these people? They're like AI generated. Like if you told ChatGPT or like Dolly to generate fake people to be in a reality show with Jax, Brittany, and Kristen, this is what it would do.
Yeah.
I pray that they have no lines. I like need them to only serve a purpose of like being in the background of a scene, like Sims characters, or like just the only thing I want to see from them is being like, how was last night? And then have like everyone else talk. I can't take them on right now.
No, I can't take it on. But I did read that the Vanderpump to, is it called the Valley?
Mm-hmm.
The Vanderpump to the Valley transition that happens a la Beverly Hills to Vanderpump is supposed to be like really seamless and fun. So I look forward to that.
I heard it's going to be a sit down between Jax and Tom Sandoval that like follows then Jax, I guess, into AI hell.
Into the Valley.
I need these people to like be crucified. I will not accept like everything is fine in the valley. Kristen's living in like a vertical blinds apartment again. You cannot sell me that like everything's fine and the valley life is great. I'm not fucking buying it. And I'm not buying these robot people that they cast either.
Will you come to Jack's Studio City with me?
No, you're the second person that's asked me. And I respectfully, no, I have to draw a line somewhere. And that honestly is where I draw the line.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go to that. But it is funny to drive by and just go.
It's just like that. These people are shameless. And at this point to like, I'm sorry, like if Jax's Studio City was known for its like delicious wings and like homemade beer cheese and people were like, yo, this is really good, I would consider it. But I've heard enough people say that the food is truly worse than garbage and like it's just bad. So like I can't co-sign that kind of behavior.
Is Jax a smoker?
I think he'd smoke.
I feel like with enough cocaine, you're
Sandoval's a smoker.
Oh, well, of course. We'll get to that.
Yeah. Like, Ariana's a smoker.
Yep.
Schwartz, I don't know if he's a smoker. I've smoked cigs with Dodie.
See, you just buried the lead.
Back in the day when I was first podcasting and I had a podcast called Pumped Podcast, I had every cast member from Vanderpump Rules, I think except for James Kennedy, on that podcast at one point or another. And in the early days, I had Kristen, Rachel O'Brien, and Carmen on the podcast all together.
Tattoo Carmen?
Rachel O'Brien passed out and had to be called an Uber. She passed out mid-podcast, so she had to be Ubered out. Carmen also asked to be Ubered out. And then we tracked where her Uber went and she went to Jax's house. And then Kristen remained and we stayed up until like 2 or 3 a.m. podcasting, going like drink for drink with Jack Daniels. At one point, we took a break from podcasting to go to the gas station to buy her more cigarettes. And I was just like bumming at that point. Because like I was like not a smoker, but when you put me around an iconic smoker such as Dodie, I'm gonna smoke with them. And then she forced me to buy a pack of cigarettes. She said, I'm buying you cigarettes. What do you want? And I said, I don't want any, please. I don't want any. And she goes, no, I'm getting them. Like, what do you want? And so then I said, Parliament Lights. And then she bought me a pack of cigarettes.
What kind of cigarettes did she get? What was her brand of choice?
I want to say like a Camel Light, maybe. I can't really remember, but I want to say like Camel Lights, or I don't even know if I was Marlboro Lights or Parliament Lights. Every once in a while, I would go rogue and go Camel Crush.
Mm-hmm.
So she could have been in a Camel Crush zone. It was a murky.
An iconic Camel Crush moment that is, this is obviously the natural progression of this haul, would be to Season 10, final episode. They've picked the cameras back up at VPR. Sheena comes to Ariana and Tom's house to console Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
She hands her two tiny boxes. What are those tiny boxes?
Packs of Camel Crushes.
That's right.
Ariana kind of secret smoked vibes up till that point. Does Bravo, do you think, have like... is it part of the Bravo brand, I guess, to like not explicitly show people smoking?
I think something happened within entertainment as a whole where they stopped featuring cigarettes on television. It was sort of like a invisible handshake that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think that so often when we see somebody with a cigarette in hand, it's just out of frame or you just see the smoke. Because I think sometimes it's unavoidable when you're following these people around. But I think they make a conscious effort not to feature it.
Mm-hmm. Got it. The Sir Alleyway, smoker's heaven.
That's, why else would you be in an alleyway?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Kristen Doty, A-plus smoker.
Obviously,
would highly recommend having a cig with her. Yeah, it was great. Not only was it great, it was A++, because then she just forcefully bought me a pack against my will, which was like the best possible thing that could happen.
Free.
best and worst thing.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Iconic.
If you want to hear that episode, you can join the Sup Patreon, and all those episodes are on the Patreon.
Tony. Sign me up. Oh, I have a funny LVP related one. LVP, a smoker. I think not only is she English, but of a lady of a certain generation, where it's kind of just obvious to me that she would enjoy a nicotine boost. But do you remember when Erika Jayne sort of came for her?
Mm-hmm.
Via a tweet where I think LVP had commented on Erica having disposed of Garcelle's book in the trash. And then at the Pretty Mess responded, "That's rich coming from someone whose breath reeks of garlic, cigarettes, and Chardonnay. Hashtag halitosis."
Wild if true.
I see it.
I could see it too. I don't love it for her.
I don't either.
But I think when you get old, your body makes different smells.
That is fact.
But also just like chew some gum or brush your teeth.
Right. Lady. Erica was in a real feisty era at this time. I think she was in attack mode.
Mm-hmm. She was going through it.
Isn't my personal favorite thing that Erica's ever said. I think it's kind of rough to come for someone how they smell when they're on TV.
But if their breath smells bad, that's like why I'm like, one of my greatest fears is having like really bad breath.
Oh, same.
Because then you know it's, if your breath smells, there's no way your breath can be reeking of garlic, cigarettes, and Chardonnay, and you don't also know that it's smelling.
If those three things are in the mix and you're not completely on top of it, we're going to know.
You're going to have someone come for you.
Yeah.
And you try and say something rude, they're going to come for you.
If I can smell your breath, you're too close. Dorit.
So yeah, that stuck with me. But then LVP was a secret smoker. But I remember the moment that she smoked on camera that blew my mind was when the ladies of Beverly Hills went to Puerto Rico and Lisa was accused of bringing, was it an Us Weekly or like an In Touch magazine, with Kyle and Mauricio's marital woes on the cover. And everyone accused her. And then she and Ken immediately just like shut down the conversation, ran away, and then holed up in their suite and just smoked outside furiously as they were trying to figure out what the fuck to do.
I love that.
And that's when I was like, whoa, this woman is like, she has two faces.
There was also another scene where she had one. What are those long smoking?
Like a cigarette holder.
Yeah, cigarette holder. She was way too comfortable with that. It was like a prop, but then there was a lit cig on the end and it was cigging.
I never had a chance to use like a cigarette holder.
I use them for joints.
Nice.
Just as like a cute little moment. But I don't really smoke joints anymore either, which is,
yeah,
I
miss. It's all bad for you.
Because you just get to a certain age and you just want to cherish your lungs.
You know, you can be coughing and
it's
like
just
ripping up your esophagus, and there's just too many like,
yeah,
there's too many health variables at play. I'm trying to mitigate. I'm trying to be on like a Brian Johnson live to 120 plan.
Same.
And that doesn't include smoking, sadly.
I've recently got on the Brian Johnson train inspired by you. And I
thank you.
Won't ever go back. I'm on a don't die tip.
We should invent a healthy cigarette that helps extend your life.
Yeah, I just don't know if you can actually inhale anything through your lungs that is an air that is going to be a net positive.
Yeah, I don't think so. I even think the air is like,
yeah, I was just, that's dicey.
Yeah.
That's a TBD. But this brings me to one of the most classic inhalation scenes of Bravo history, where we have Miss Alison Dubois and her e-cig.
Yeah.
going on to predict one of the truer predictions that we've seen in wealth of psychic predictions that have been highlighted on this network for years and years, because it's a psychic storyline. It tends to be a pillar. You've got games, you've got psychics. They go hand in hand.
I'd always prefer a psychic or a psychic, not an astrology reading, but a psychic prediction and like a chaotic psychic over a game any day.
I love how a chaotic psychic prediction will help to drive the story forward. And this one took a while to come to fruition. Sadly, we've watched it with our own two eyes, but Alison Dubois, while puffing on that e-cig, back, really a trendsetter, because e-cigs weren't even that popular back then.
No, this was pre-Juul, when you would maybe try an e-cig. And I think e-cigs were marketed as like, here's what will help you stop smoking, if you kind of switch to an e-cig.
They were handing them out at New York Fashion Week backstage one year, and they looked like actual cigarettes. They finally got the tech to the point where it could look like an actual cig.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember thinking, this is really weird. But Alison Dubois says to Kyle, your husband will never fulfill you. Know that. And that imagery will just forever be stamped in my brain.
Alison Dubois is a great, like, anti-e-cig campaign. Like, the bad vibes that she brought to not only that dinner, but just e-cigarettes in general, it's like a good advertisement.
It wasn't attractive.
Yeah, a good advertisement to not engage.
I feel like we should all sit the next generation down, watch this, and say, this is what you look like with your vape.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people might go, oh, she's scary.
And they'd be like, I'm going to rethink this habit.
She's predicting the demise of someone's life. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. And Alison Dubois, we had to do it all over again and film this scene today, she'd be Juuling.
Definitely be Juuling. What are those like bigger ones called that are brightly colored that all of them have?
I know what you're talking about, but I forget. I'm not carrying around like a Tamagotchi to smoke out of. I'm sorry. That's loser behavior. That's truly straight up Loserville. Go buy a fucking pack of cigarettes and smoke one like everyone else.
They are so strong. I tried one and I was flying.
I don't do that. I don't smoke. I don't play with toys. I don't get a toy and then smoke out of it.
You don't love fluorescent orange?
No. I'm a true blue, light it up, suck it down, gesticulate with it.
I would not want to vape with Alison Dubois.
No, that's absolute no.
I love a psychic. I love a reading. I actually shudder at the thought.
I don't want to smoke with
them. A combo.
Yeah.
I don't even want to ask her what she sees.
No, I want her to stay spooked. The hell away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, though, that they have that on screen? Same thing happened with Ramona and her husband.
What psychic said that?
When they were they in St. Bart's? No, they were in Morocco.
Oh, that was a lost season for me. I know. I have like a big Roni blind spot of like a few key seasons.
Wow.
I'm going to work on it.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I wish I haven't seen all of these 9 million times.
I'm going to work on it. But it also has Bethany, who I really, that's the hardest part for me, is I actually can't stand Bethany Frankel. So when I've tried to re-engage, she just makes it really difficult.
Interesting. See, Bethany spoke to me while she was on The Housewives.
I never liked her. In fact, that's part of why I appreciated Kelly Killer and Ben Simmons so much, is because she cut her down to size, even though she was psychotic. It still was nice to see someone try and put Bethany down.
I'm up here, you're down here.
Mm-hmm. You're not a cook. You're not a chef, you're a cook.
It's creepy. Okay, now I think it's time to maybe talk about some housewives who we might not know or have thought. A big surprise to me, but then as I think of it more, not so surprising, Dorit.
Yeah, I was really surprised when I found out from Real Housewives Smoking that Dorit was a smoker, but then it gave us like an incredible meme format. So I appreciated it.
She is a child of the world. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense.
She's very European.
That's right.
And you have to smoke when you go to Europe. That's just the rules.
Part of it.
So I like that. And she likes Parliament Lights, and I like that brand too.
And I would smoke with her.
Yeah.
An A.
100. What's really shocking about this next Beverly Hills housewife was the brand that they partake in. And this told me everything that I needed to know about this person and confirmed that they are potentially one of the most evil to ever exist. And that's Kathy Hilton smoking Marlboro Reds.
She's wild for that.
I've had a Marlboro Red era and it didn't end well. And no one standing in their Marlboro Red truth is all right with the world or their higher power. Know that.
This bag of hers that is known to be packed to the gills of all the things. The fact that Marlboro Reds are included in her bag of tricks adds so much color to this woman's personality. It is shocking.
That's like a truck driver cigarette.
I like it for her, though.
It makes total sense. On brand. This woman wants like one of my favorite parts about smoking is the throat feel of like a big cancerous puff of air going right down the throat. And Marlboro Reds is like someone driving a semi down your throat. And so
I tried one, and you want to know why?
Why?
Because that's what the Olsen smoked.
I know. That's why I also had a Marlboro Red moment, because that was what MK smoked. But as we all know, MK also had like a bit of an unwell period. And I think that it's safe to draw a correlation between the two.
Okay. Another smoker who new to the Housewives universe. But obviously fashion and cigs go hand in hand. They have since the beginning of time. We've got Jenna Lyons enjoying Parliament Lights.
I'm both surprised and unsurprised by this.
Here's why I'm not surprised is the fashion of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Makes total sense. The question mark for me is, and I'm not a doctor, but
this is where my question mark is,
the skin issues.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that nicotine might exacerbate the issues that she talks about is like very crippling to her self-esteem and her life experience.
And the teeth.
Oh, yeah. And the teeth is part of it, too.
Yeah. So I'm just like, that's where I'm like, doll. Sometimes sometimes you reach a point in life where you have to hang up your cigarettes. I don't like it. I don't want to do that. I wish I could smoke freely with no consequences, but I don't know if that's really possible.
All good things.
I don't know if that's possible if you're looking to live to 120.
That's right. So that was a pleasant surprise. I think, again, adding a little color to the personality.
Mm-hmm.
Would I smoke with Jenna Lyons? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do I think she's a mean boss? Dorinda, secret smoker. Secret smoker to the fans. Like, I think she tries to conceal it, but I think in life she's a known smoker.
I don't think that you can drink as much as she does and not also be smoking.
Truth.
And like living alone in a big house, like Bluestone Manor is perfect for smoking. You go out
just going full salt burn.
Yeah. It's just like when that's part of just like what you do when you have like a manor. You just kick back, you get blammo drunk, and like smoke alone in your mansion. I would smoke with Dorinda.
Absolutely would smoke with Dorinda. Is Sonia a smoker? I think Sonia gets drunk and...
I think anything could
does
happen. When Sonia has a few too many, I think nothing's off the table.
Exactly.
Someone was saying recently that Sonia is like essentially sober whenever the cameras aren't rolling. And then she's like kooky fun Sonia when the cameras are up and running.
Well, I think her talking about her current life right now on UGT was a bit of a tell, and it made me kind of sad. She mm-hmm. was like, I don't really see people. I'm not really like in the mix. I'm sort of by myself most of the time. I'm living on my cousin's couch or whatever. And I just don't understand, if you're making $20,000 a month with cameos, like, why are we couch surfing?
I don't know.
I have so many questions.
Mysteries.
Would I smoke a cigarette with Sonia? Yes.
Yes. Another Roni legend that smokes is the Countess herself.
She is living her best life.
I know. I think that she deserves to smoke, and I would definitely pick smoking up again were it her that I was smoking mm-hmm. with.
Absolutely. Honorable mention to Jules. One of my
Miss
favorite.
Fork in the calzone Jules.
Yep. One of my favorite
tracks
housewives.
That she would be a smoker as well.
My favorite one in Duns. Definitely tracks that she would smoke.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Berkshire's moment where Bethany had just come for Luann so hard, and Lou was spiraling because of it and having a cig outside. And Jules was grappling with the issue of the fact that her dad was in the hospital, and they were just on two different pages, but both in a cig zone,
mm-hmm.
both dealing with their own.
See, that's what I don't like about Bethany. I think she's a bully. I think she bullies people into having to emergency smoke cigarettes. And I don't like that. I think that's a character flaw.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. In hindsight, my adoration for Bethany has been checked deeply.
But I get it. I mean, she was like an aspirational girl boss for some time for some people.
She was just funny. That's mm-hmm. why I liked her. I thought she had a level of intelligence to her humor that I enjoyed, that was kind of hard to come by in The Housewives.
Yeah, I think she's just always rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, you were right.
So it's been hard for me to engage. But now, because of my Queen Luann, I will be going back and enjoying every moment. It lights up my life.
Yeah, I'm just really loving Alu.
And I would smoke 1,000 cigarettes with her.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go to St. Bart's, have a glass of Sancerre, and
just
have a cigarette.
French.
I don't speak French. She'll speak French. Yeah.
She'll just be able... She's like the perfect person to get scoot around town with because she speaks French.
She knows everybody. She's so kind. She's gracious.
She's lovely.
She'll do a cabaret. Maybe I'll say a joke or two, and we just smoke, and then she helps me meet someone, and... Yeah, that she's great.
Oh, darling. That's my impression of Ramona impersonating Lou.
Luann.
Ramona, there's been some imagery of her with a vape in her mouth.
If I was a vapor, I'd be thinking twice after we've just named some people who have vaped and their horrible vape energy. Alison Dubois and Ramona.
Horrible vape energy is a real thing, and I don't think it's talked about enough.
No, people suffer from it.
Speaking of horrible vape energy, a particular scene comes to mind. A particular series of photos come to mind during season 10 Vanderpump Reunion, when Raquel was sequestered to the trailer and Tom and she were having a break. He was having a cig and she was just billowing vape smoke.
Mm-hmm. Bad vape energy.
Yeah, but I will say, obsessed with Raquel Goes Rogue.
Yeah, it's my favorite podcast.
It's so good.
Q1.
This woman is single-handedly blowing the lid and pulling the curtain back on the reality TV run of show.
It is very rogue. To be quite honest with you,
he's rogue.
And she's the only, like, I think I've listened maybe to an episode of like Straight Up with Stassi. Not for me. I have not engaged with Sandoval's podcast because, like, why would I ever do that? Katie Maloney should not be in the podcasting business. I think there are many other businesses that she could excel at. Podcasting isn't one of them. So that's a pass.
I have listened to a few episodes of Shenanigans.
Oh, Shenanigans. Sheena gets a pass, and I hope that Shenanigans continues to blow up the charts. Do I listen? Only as a joke once or twice, but I support from afar.
Yeah, I haven't listened. I listened during peak Sandoval when like Lala would be on too, and that was a delight.
Mm-hmm.
It was giving me just a little extra.
All these people are under contract and can't actually say what's really going on, but Miss Rogue can say whatever's going on.
When she talked about how when she kissed Tom Schwartz and then her reward was to get
a galactic birthday trip.
A birthday trip.
That's how it works, dolls. These producers are doing the devil's work, but they do it well. When they do it well, they do it well.
That's very true.
And think about it. I mean, there's no one else really that can be manipulated in the way that she could, because everyone else like
had seniority.
Yeah. And like after a certain point, they just started refusing to do anything that wasn't like their life is so great propaganda, which is when the show got horrible. So they needed to find like a sacrificial manipulative lamb that they could just like throw to the wolves.
I'm fascinated. I'm going to be listening to every episode.
Every episode.
And I think she's found her calling.
Shockingly, I agree. But I also called this back on Sup. I was like, Raquel should start a podcast, kind of as a joke, but it was like summoned it into the world. What's also kind of crazy now that I'm on my high horse about this is to think that almost everyone on Vanderpump Rules has a podcast now.
Mm-hmm. I know. Vanderpump Rules.
I think they're probably many of their first experiences ever podcasting was with me.
On your show, which yeah. is so cool.
Which is funny.
And it's an honor to sit here with you today.
Thank you.
But Vanderpump Rules.
I hope that they think about that when they really start thinking about what led them down this
yeah,
path.
Yeah, it's a show now about people that used to work at a restaurant who all have podcasts.
Not entertaining.
And a DJ.
And white Kanye.
and that's the show. But I know that we had said on this show like how heartbroken we were that she fumbled the bag so hard. And it's really nice to see her finding her lane, and I am a huge supporter and I'm proud of her because I think she got a really short end of the stick in that entire situation. And I don't know, like I would not be able to function if I was her. I would be so unwell, and she's turning it around, and I tip my hat, and sure, I'll vape with you, Raquel.
I'll watch you vape and I'll smoke a cig and drink a Diet Coke.
Cool.
I'm hopeful that she's getting good money out of this deal.
They are stacking those ads.
They're stacking ads. One of my favorite ads that plays all the time, which is so ironic considering she's talking nonstop about like mental health and like her time in the insane asylum and like healing, etc., is the ad for psychics that comes up.
Oh, I breeze by.
Sometimes I just like I'm washing dishes and I can't take the gloves off to dry the hands to then push fast forward. So I'll just listen and I'm curious about like what ads are in the marketplace. But there's an ad for this psychic like company that plays every single episode.
Is it California Psychics?
It's Keen, I think.
Oh, interesting.
But I was like, this is a wild programming choice. I mean, I know it's like dynamically placed ad, sure. So it's not like she has much say, but I'm like, this is crazy.
The
Psychics
that.
Did a big buy in Q1 for podcast ads.
My wheels are turning right now.
Where's our psychic ad? Where's Sup psychic ad?
We gotta get psychic ads.
Yeah. Or calling do you need a psychic ad when you are a psychic? Mayhaps not.
There you go. Okay, Kim Richards, also a vapor. But Kim's energy now is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you gave up on BH, but the few scenes that we got with her were a delight for me.
Has she been back in the mix more than the hike scene?
Just like gently.
Okay.
But I think also you were right to call it on the recaps.
I need like something to sink my teeth into.
Yeah.
We're trying to live longer, and part of living longer is like letting go of what doesn't serve you.
There you go.
And that was unfortunately for them, and mostly just for them because it's free marketing otherwise. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
We did, though, get an amazing smoking scene from Sutton.
Oh, yeah. Smoking weed.
Weed dinner. She just mid-dinner lit up a joint, which was a delightful meme. Gorgeous photo. But really random. And I felt like she was kind of playing it for the cameras. The producers probably asked her to. I don't know what happened there, but it was weird.
It's weird and strange.
I have been to a dinner that same chef has cooked.
How was it?
It gave me the worst stomach ache.
Yeah, I was don't think
at
like...
South by Southwest. It was a sit-down dinner. He goes by the Herbal Chef, THC. LOL.
But he also doesn't like actually make it with
right.
THC infused ingredients.
They add oil afterwards. So I just felt like, so they'll make the dish and then they add the THC oil. And no. I just felt.
That's not a chef. That's a cook.
It's creepy.
It's creepy.
It hurt, like my stomach hurt so bad afterwards. And not because the food wasn't delicious, but I just think you have to be really mindful when
their tincture
consuming.
Was
THC and then like putting something in your stomach at the same time, there's like math when it comes to digesting and all of that, and it was sloshing in my tummy in a way that did not feel good.
Well, why didn't they just like, I don't understand why he doesn't just make like THC infused olive oil and like cook with a little bit of that or butter or something.
They do
like
they
that.
Like put they put like the olive oil on afterwards, so they like dress the dish with
no dressing.
It wasn't for me. The food was amazing and he was really nice and it was fun to see him on TV, but
you're passing.
I'm passing there. I'm puff passing. So we've had some confirmed smokers,
some alleged smokers,
and then there's some people who we don't have proof but who I definitely,
you think that they're
like
smoking.
I just get the energy.
Mm-hmm.
First on the list is Lisa Barlow.
You kind of can't love Diet Coke as much as she loves Diet Coke and not also be a cigarette smoker.
It goes hand in hand.
And then people on Reddit have gone like deep on her just like fine lines and wrinkles and have said that these are the fine lines and wrinkles of a seasoned smoker, which I think is rude. I don't participate in that kind of talk, but I would 100% smoke a cig with Lisa.
I appreciate so much that Lisa has not shot her face up to the hilt as many housewives have. Mm-hmm. It's refreshing. And
I think she looks stunning and beautiful.
She looks awesome. Her hair at the reunion right now is...
I bought a beach waver.
Nothing better.
Because of her hair.
I would 1,000% have a cigarette with Lisa Barlow. It would be my honor.
Mm-hmm. Love her. Who else is a suspected smoker?
I think Carol Radziwill. She would sort of like joke about smoking. Like she smoked when she was in her Amelia Earhart costume and that sort of thing. I think I don't think she has an addiction per se, but I think that she'll casually smoke if she's feeling called to it.
Yeah, I could see that.
She's truly one of my favorite housewives of all time.
I like her too. Yeah, I need to revisit. Maybe this Q1 will be a Roni revisit for me.
You definitely should do that. I feel like Jill Zarin probably used to smoke.
I could see her smoking at like a cocktail party. Oh, Heather Dubrow smoked and then quit.
That's right.
Which was kind of shocking to me because...
Actress energy, I could see it.
Yeah. Many actresses partake.
Yeah. I would smoke with Heather Dubrow.
I would do anything she asked me to do.
Yeah. I don't really care for her on the show, but I like her just as a whole.
I like her just being in the mix.
I think she's very mismatched on OC.
Well, OC has fallen into like some sort of strange... They need to do like kind of an OC overhaul.
See, now I'm have my eyes on OC because there is some actual good drama brewing.
Mm-hmm.
With Alexis Bellino is now dating Shannon's ex-boyfriend.
Is she going to be on the show though?
She says no, but I have some sources who've said that there are discussions. And
they need her on, and they need Vicky on.
The Tres Amigas tour has split.
I know.
Because Tamra, I guess, went into Camp Bellino, and Vicky and Shannon are now obviously
the Dos Amigas. But like, we need Vicky on the show full time.
This is what I think is going to get her back on the show.
I don't know,
if this
though.
This is the driving force.
I don't know. They See, need to I would fire
watch,
Gina.
I would watch this.
Oh, yeah.
This country club drama, me? I'm in.
100. I don't want like middle class ladies.
I don't need new people.
I just don't. I'm a classist when it comes to my housewives. I need them rich and clueless about their own self-awareness.
So
levels.
Here's the big theory that's been floated around my group chat. Monica and SLC is the sign of end of times of Housewives as a whole.
She's a harbinger of this is the end.
And
she's the horseman of the apocalypse.
Exactly. And a big thing of that is that we need the rich people on the show.
Yeah.
But no rich people are going to go on the show.
The only rich people that are going to go on the show are the original rich people that you had on the show.
Exactly. And since actual rich people are too good for a show like this, the show just is never going to work again.
Unless you hire the OGs and you just get back to basics.
Yeah, but I don't even know if that's going to work.
Why?
New York didn't work with the UGT. That felt flat.
Oh, I liked it still.
I liked it as like a nostalgia visit, but it wasn't landing at the end.
Not at the end. They dropped the ball like at the end, but I don't blame the girls for that as much as I blame like everyone else.
Do
involved.
You think though that they could actually bring a good show considering they've all been there, done that, and are sort of like living in yesteryear? It made me sad.
You and Carrie both experienced that. Like existential yes. sadness at the hands of UGT Roni legacy.
It was a hard watch.
I was just like, you know what? I like it and I wish I had more of it. I wish I had them just like on my TV. Like if I'm going to watch like problematic women on TV though, like I need it to be like Orange County problematic women. I need it to be my queen, Vicky Gunvalson. And she might be over it too.
I don't know if Vicky has it in her to like drive story. I think she's a fun accessory. Is Vicky smoking? She was smoking in the 90s, for sure.
I think she smoked a cig in her time, but maybe not.
Whooping it up at Andale's?
I think with her knowing what she knows about insurance, she's not smoking.
That's
and she would also
point.
Tell you that she's never smoked a day in her
That's
life.
That's right.
And so guess true. What? For the record, I've lied about every cigarette that I've ever smoked too, and I've never smoked a day in my life.
Same.
Either.
I was just joking. For the record.
I just said it for clout. It was all a lie. No cigs here.
Nope. None. All right. Let's close on an iconic housewife who some say was gone too soon. That I'm not sure about, but
who burned bright.
She did. This was brought to our attention via the sweet people over at Reddit. Dana Wilkie, fellow podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
Miss, do you like my sunglasses? 25,000. She openly smoked when she was on BH.
Did Brandi Glanville smoke?
During the poker episode,
okay,
we got some cigarette use.
This was also right around Dana's time too, right?
I don't think Dana was Elaine poker night season.
Eileen poker night?
Yeah. I said Elaine, like Elaine too.
Okay. Yeah. Dana, I wouldn't really want to smoke a cig with her. Her energy's chaotic.
Yeah, I wonder what she's up to now. For a while, she was going hard on like
she went
Erica hard. Jane.
Oh, but she also went hard on Diana Jenkins. and that shut her up real fast. She was part of the cease and desist.
She was in that.
I was in company with questionable people.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if.
So you basically have smoked a cigarette with Dana Wilkie.
Yeah, and it was stressful.
Yeah. Damn. I forget about Diana C. Rich person who came on the show and then go, I don't fucking need this.
Yeah, why would I ever do this? You would do it if you truly just wanted to sow chaos and like have fun.
But before social media, you could just sow chaos and have fun. Now it's not. Now it's like an assault to your mental health, and you have to be so mentally strong to be on one of these shows.
I think you have to have like no social media that you ever like look at. Like you just have someone running your social. You might have like a Finsta account, I guess, if that's what you really want. But like, I think you have to operate on like a level of extreme wealth that's like nothing anyone says can bother me because I have nothing to lose.
Basically, your first year's salary needs to go to hair and makeup and a social media team. And that's how you can establish yourself.
And you just need to establish yourself, I think, as like an influencer vibe kind of on social media. Like take fit pics and like glam pics.
It's such a mess.
And then you just don't ever address anything on social media. And you just come to work ready to just like throw down and cause so much drama. And then make sure you just look flawless on Instagram all the time. Yeah. And then it doesn't really matter. But you need to have like, you don't need to be depending. Like the show money that you get is like fun purse money or something. Or like you'll buy, it's like extra shoe money. Or like buying a piece of jewelry that you like really wanted. Like it can't be like your main income. You don't need to like depend on it or even want to have a second season. You just need to be like, this will be fun. I'm
going to
just like truly ruin lives, but also in a fun way.
I know, but I just don't think it's fun. It can't be fun.
Yeah. I don't know how it would be. I think
you're selling your soul to the devil. No wonder these women smoke.
Yeah.
They've stepped into hell.
They have. They have made a deal with the devil, and it's not even golden handcuffs because the money's not that good.
No, it doesn't get good until you've like really put in your 10,000 hours.
Yeah. That's why they need to like just attract really rich, bored women that like each other and want to be filmed. I know that there are some of those kinds of people out there.
Definitely.
They're just not looking hard enough.
I agree.
It's time for some producers to get to work.
Mm-hmm. Seems like no one wants to work these days.
I'll say.
Is it a SIG time?
I think so. I think it's time to wrap it up. I am happy to report that I have no cigarette cravings right now, despite talking about them for a long time.
Yeah, no, I don't, but I don't tend to, but I will probably go home and enjoy an edible while I watch Real Housewives.
Yeah, and that's totally okay.
Yeah.
Do we miss anyone crucial? Let us know.
Probably.
Yeah.
Would love to hear about it. Do you guys have a favorite housewife smoker of your own? Have you smoked with a housewife?
Let us know.
We're dying to know. Something really intense happened.
We almost got an F on our own haul because we forgot to haul the quintessential Bravo smokestress. And it was crazy that this happened because in my notes that you had compiled like a comprehensive list of smokers, I kept looking at this person's name and being excited internally to talk about them specifically. And then somehow we missed talking about her.
There's nothing I can say. Like, I don't have a reason, or I'm just happy we caught it in time.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, we almost forgot to mention Kim Zolciak.
Like one of the original smokers on Bravo.
She made smoking sort of acceptable on the network.
When I think about it, I'm like, is she the first person to smoke openly as a housewife?
I just have this scene in my brain that she was getting like some sort of like cosmetic procedure done on her tush. And was she smoking during it or eating a pizza or both?
I think maybe eating a pizza comes to mind.
Okay. That's how iconic she is of a smoker that I just imagine a cig in hand with her.
Yeah. Never not smoking. Smoking so much. She's the kind of woman that loves smoking so much that she'll smoke while pregnant. And that honestly speaks to me and puts her immediately in the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, Lindsay Lohan's daddy, hangout,
yeah,
the whole thing.
I love it. I think also what I love about her is that she smokes Newports. She's a menthol queen.
It's a personality signifier. And I tip my hat. And would I smoke with Kim? Yeah, but old face Kim.
Yeah.
First face.
I'd smoke with her any face. She apparently stopped smoking in 2016. So pour one out.
Yeah. All good things come to an end.
Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do as a smoker is quit smoking. And I love that for her.
Me too. A plus.
I wonder if she's relapsed. I feel like she's a relapse smoker, but
she's got to be stress smoking a little bit.
Yeah, every
lately.
Once in a while, especially with a divorce. Like, it's like the time is right to be picking up the tobacco again. But God love her. I'm happy for her.
We were tardy for the party, but we made it just in time.
I know. So we wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't record this little addendum to the podcast and include Kim in the hall as the OG A plus smoker.
Blessings to Kim. We thank you for your service.
And until next time,
please
stay niche. Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you loved today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.